This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got Crystal Sedano from Savalia Financial Advisors. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning, Allie.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Women's Small Business Month.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm happy you're here because you're a great example of a woman leading in business.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You do run Savalia Financial Advisors.
Yeah, now it's me. Mm-hmm. In 2023, I purchased the company from Don Savalia, and now, I'm the solo owner of the company.
And what does it mean to you to be a woman business owner?
It means a lot. I mean, I think that in my industry specifically, it's very male dominated. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm never going to be the one that's, you know, pro female only. And, you know, I think everybody can do it. Absolutely. But I think there's just different challenges from a woman's perspective. And I'm here today to empower those women and tell you, you can do it. It is possible.
And I love hearing that as a woman, because, you know, I also am in a male dominated industry. You know, we've gotten more women in radio over the years, but I can relate to that as a woman as many can. And I'm very lucky. I have another woman in the building across the hall, Elizabeth, and I love working with her, and she empowers me, and I try to do the same for her. So it's really nice to hear that. And I appreciate you coming in to do that, because it does make a difference when we have each other.
It does. Absolutely. I mean, there's so many women that I've met by being in my business, Elizabeth included, but whether they're clients or colleagues, and they really inspire me just in different ways, because we all have our own strengths and our own experiences, and just being able to come together and share those things, it really is really empowering, and it just makes you feel like that much more like, yeah, I can do that. I haven't overcome that, but somebody else has. So if they have, then I can do it too.
Absolutely. It gives us hope and we keep going.
Absolutely.
Yes. So what adversity have you faced when it comes to being a female business owner, and how do you handle it?
Yeah, I mean, I think just kind of going back to being in a male-dominated industry. So I don't know this specific statistic, but I've heard it that the average financial advisor is typically a male, and they're typically right now in their upper 50s. So being a younger female advisor, I feel like sometimes I walked into a room, especially early into my career, where people thought I was the assistant or I was an intern or, you know, something like that. So really kind of having to overcome that, get in, you know, not let it get into my head. And it really, I let it empower me that, okay, well, I can show you that I can do this too. And I think about conferences that I've gone to in the past, walk into a room of 100 people. So I'm probably one of maybe five females in the room and probably one of the youngest in the room too.
Wow.
So again, there's nothing wrong with any of that. I respect those people that have been in the industry for years and have that experience, and I want to learn from them and grow from them. But it's also a little empowering to say, yeah, I'm a little bit different and I can do this too.
Absolutely. I love hearing that. That's amazing. So what do you know now about owning your own business that you wished you knew before you bought the company? Because I'm talking to Crystal Sedano. We're talking about Savalia Financial Advisors. And I love it how you giggled a little, because that means something good is coming now.
Well, I just think back to, so I'm in my second year of business as the solo owner. I did have some ownership minority in the years coming into the business. So I did have a little bit of a flavor for how to run the business. But it wasn't just on me. It was between me and the other partners in the company at the time.
Yeah.
But I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about, you know, this being my second year in the business. There's a lot of lessons that I've learned over the last 2 years, especially in my first year. Mm-hmm. And I knew that. I knew going into it, I don't know everything. I'm going to have to figure things out.
Sure.
But just sometimes there's things that happen that you're like, I know I need to learn that lesson, but I wasn't really ready to learn it quite yet. And so whether that's, you know, it's changes with your staff that you're now responsible for, or, you know, making sure that they're learning and growing too, and then juggling the business versus doing your job. I mean, I knew how to do the job of financial advisor. Mm-hmm. That was good. But now I have to do that job plus wear all these other hats in order to run the business. So I think just kind of learning how to juggle all those things and then just taking on those lessons as they've come up along the way, just being open to and being able to overcome them. You got to have an open mind when you come into this. You don't know everything.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned.
I love it that you are taking lessons from everything too, because here you are, you know, boss babe, running your own company, you know, killing it out there. And you're saying, I still have to learn too, which is part of evolving. So that's great to hear.
Yeah. I think I, you know, I'm a person that I don't think I ever want to stop learning. If I think if I stop learning, I stop growing.
Sure.
And there's just so much you can learn from other people. Other experiences. And then sometimes you just have to go through it.
Sure.
And you just work your way through it. And I think you just become a better person,
a
better business owner, and stronger for all of it.
Absolutely. So what advice do you have? Then I'll leave you with this, Crystal Sedano. What advice do you have for other women entrepreneurs and business owners?
I think that just have an open mind and know that if you're passionate about it and you're really driven to, if you have a mission that you're trying to accomplish with that business, let that lead the way and everything else falls into place. One piece of advice that Don Savalia gave me when I first started in the business, he said, do the right thing for your clients and for people, and the rest will fall into place. And I have never believed something more holistically in my life. Mm-hmm. It is so true.
Do the right thing for your clients. And I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great piece of advice. Well, thank you, Crystal. I enjoyed talking to you today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'm really happy I got this opportunity to chat with you and meet you and to help empower women business owners.
Absolutely. You know I'm here for it. You go, girl. Love it. Thank you, Crystal.
No, thank you.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.